Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Joining us on another wonderful Wednesday, no matter where you are in the world, if you are alive, if you are able to breathe, and you just are just covered with grace, it's a wonderful, wonderful night. Amen.
Amen.
It is a wonderful night, and again, no matter where you are, even though we here in the Central Time Zone is experiencing a lot of rain. Yesterday got really bad in the Houston area of Texas. I'm not sure what's going on in the northern parts or western parts of Texas, but right now in Houston, we are getting a lot of rain, but glory to God, all is well, and we probably need the rain. So I am excited about tonight's show, really excited. We mentioned last week that for the month of May, our whole month is going to be talking about mothers. You know, we're going to honor mothers. But there are some other subject matters that we're going to be speaking on this month to not dishonor in any way, but there's different, we want to bring up different scenarios of mothers. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And, yeah, tonight is going to be a special show because the way that we're opening up this month, like Coach D said, Mother's Day is coming up, and there's so many people that are, you know, getting ready to spend time with their moms. And sometimes we take for granted, number one, that some people might not have their mother here with them. And there are still ways that we can honor our mothers, even though they might not be here with us. But another way that we can sometimes take for granted that role of motherhood is that some people don't have this great experience with their mom. Some people, when Mother's Day comes up, it's just another day because they don't feel it necessary or feel the need to call their mom or spend time with their mom. And and quite frankly, as far away as they can be from their mother, it is not far enough. Amen. And so we're going to break open our celebration of mothers with this particular type of relationship. Mothers who were possibly not present in your life, or maybe they were present in your life and they could have been abusive, but you may be experiencing a lot of pain, a lot of hurt, a lot of anger, and wanting to be able to move past that and wanting to know, some of you may want to know and some of you may not want to know, how to get to a place where you're healed and you're able to, you know, give honor, respect, or love to your mother. And one of the things that I will share as we go into tonight's show, because some people might be saying, you know what, I don't have to honor her. I don't want to honor her. I don't want to love or I don't want to respect her. But when you are not able to give that honor or that love or respect because of what happened, you are the one who is really, who becomes, your life becomes crippled because of it. You know, we're going to go into our beliefs in this show. And when I say that, because we have some people who are not believers, and of course you guys know that Coach D and I are Christians, and the reason why I'm saying we're going to go into our beliefs in this show is because it is such an important and critical factor that you honor your parents. The Bible clearly states it, but again, when you cannot give honor to your parents, it's detrimental to your own health of life, your own quality of life, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And you might not believe it, but at the end of tonight's show, you'll be questioning whether that's true or whether it's not true, questioning your own beliefs and probably seeking to find out more information to confirm what I've shared with you. Amen?
Amen. So we're going to just get started. And again, I'm just kind of piggyback off of what Minister LaDon said. Tonight show, of course, if you read the flyer, is Mother Instinct. Oh, gosh, I just went blank here, but forgive me. But the Tonight Show title is When Maternal Instinct is the Missing Link. When Maternal Instinct is the Missing Link. And so this is the area that Minister Liddell is talking about. What happens when maybe you're not, the connect to your mother wasn't there, meaning either she wasn't physically there, or maybe she wasn't emotionally there, or maybe mentally, maybe because of some things and areas of her life that caused her not to be able to be there. And again, we want to make sure that this whole month that we are honoring mothers. Now, granted, I want to give a definition to mothers. We know what mothers mean, but I want to give a true definition, because mother may not always be biological. And I'm going to repeat that. Mothers may not always be biological. So when we think about mothers being absent, or the mothers not being there, when you think of a mother not being there for her child, and like I said, that could go into so many variations. But one of the things I found interesting while I was preparing for this is this. When I started trying to really get a definition of mother, because I know what I think a mother is. I know what my mother is. So my mother, to me, is a true definition of mother. But then everybody has a different definition for mother, and it's all good. Even when I began to read the signs or the characteristics of a good mother, I said, I can't give these characteristics of a good mother. Because as I read down the list, I was like, geez, it's 10 traits of a good mother. I think I'm a great mother. But when I read down it, I was like, ooh, I missed it on that one. Ooh, I missed it on that one. And so it brought perfectly into play what we're going to be talking about tonight, because we could say somebody's missing something or missing it, or your definition of your mother could be, well, she wasn't there, and I mean, she was just doing her own thing. You know, but your definition of a good mother and somebody else's definition of a good mother could vary greatly. So I think what we're going to find out tonight is that what somebody might have said, oh, my mom, you know, unless it's just some extreme obvious thing. But somebody may say, well, my mom was a good mom. She was always critical. But then somebody else would say, well, my goodness, I wish I had a critical mom. My mom was just totally absent from the scene. She never was around. So we want to be careful I want to be really careful with some of the things I'm saying. And again, that came to my attention just by me going through and just trying to see what was the characteristic, or what was the thought of the characteristic of a good mother. Amen. Minister Ladonna, you can stop me. Please stop me, because you know I can ramble on. But let me give the definition of a mother. According to the Webster's Dictionary, basically, and we all know, a mother is a female parent. Mothers nurture, and they nurture and mother the children. So it's also that alone, the mothers nurture and mother the children. So again, this may not even be, this doesn't necessarily have to say biological, because some of us may have mothered children that we did not birth. But I want to go on further, and it says that a mother gives and sustains life. Now, I want to focus on that to tonight's show, if I can. A mother gives and sustains life. So it's not good enough just to give life, but a mother also sustains life. Now, let's just go over here, and then I'm going to step back, Minister Ladonna. Sustain. Let's get what that means. Because it says a mother gives and sustains life. And there's a lot of mothers who have given life, but they're not sustaining that life. And sustain means strengthen or support physically or mentally. It's synonymous with comfort, help, assist, encourage, support, cheer up, carry. You see all those words? Those are some of those things that sustain life. So we're going to be talking about tonight when you feel like the give part was there, because you're here. It's obvious you're here. But what happens when you haven't been sustained by that maternal portion of your life? Amen?
Amen. Amen. You know, one of the things is we have an idea of what a mother is or what a mother should be doing. And then when someone doesn't live up to those ideas or is imperfect when it comes to the ideas and the thoughts, then that's where the breakdown comes in. As we go in deeper and dive in deeper to tonight's broadcast, one of the things I want to share with you is that we're taking this show into a place where we can begin to walk in forgiveness of some of the things that may have occurred between you and your mother. And like Coach D said, it may not have been someone who gave birth to you, but someone who was supposed to mother you. And that word supposed, that is such a critical word that I'm using right now, because even when I say it, when we say someone was supposed to do something, there's so much emotion around that word. There's so much expectation and even demand around that word. You were supposed to protect me. You were supposed to take care of me. You were supposed to do this, and you didn't. You failed at it. And that's where the breakdown begins. And so some of the things that I'm going to be talking about right now, I'm going to just open the platform to kind of cover some hurts and pains that may be going on. Because, again, our mothers are supposed to take care of us, like Coach D said. But then we have those moms that didn't take care of us. There's people who are listening. They may have been mentally abused. They may have been physically abused. They may have been emotionally abused. And so when we go through these things, sometimes we make excuses for our parents and say, well, you know what? They didn't know. They weren't able to protect me. They weren't able to do this, or they weren't able to do that. Or maybe they were addicted to drugs, or there's so many things that we make excuses for. But even when we make excuses, what happens is we don't deal with what's happened. We don't deal with what occurred. We don't deal with the emotions and the hurts and the pains of the past. And so we're going to start dealing with what occurred. We're going to deal with those challenges because, again, tonight's show is moving past those challenges so you can begin to build a bridge. And not only build a bridge, but redefine how you respond to what happened in your life. There's people who are listening to tonight's show that when you think of your parents or your mom, there's anger, there's hurt that just comes up immediately. And that is crippling you. It's stopping you from living the quality of life that you should be living right now. And you might be wondering, how do I get past this? And that's, again, what Coach D is going to talk about. And then in the end, I'm going to give 10 factors that will begin to help us in the healing process. But one of the things that I want to share before I turn the mic back over to Coach D is that we've been letting our emotions or our past or how we have responded to the past rule over what's going on today. Because if you can't pick up the phone to call your mom, if you can't be joyous about it, it's not because of something that she did today. It's because of something that happened in the past. But that has control over your happiness and your joy today. And it also has control over your relationships today. So many of us who have been in these relationships, and we keep wondering, how do we keep getting into these bad types of relationships or not so good types of relationships? It's all being controlled by how we respond to what happened to us in our past, how we respond to those hurts and those pains. And the reason why we're talking about mothers, because of, again, they're our first caregivers, especially when they're bringing us into this world. Where we begin in their wombs, how they treat us while we're in the womb, while we're in their womb, has a lot to do with the way that we respond to the world around us once we get into the world. And then how they treat us when we're growing up, that gives us the information that we use to respond to the world around us. Amen?
Amen. 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 I found it, you know, interesting that, and now I'm going to bring, because you know Coach D always bring the biblical part in here,
yeah.
As far as script, and we always want to give a balance. We always want to give a balance because we don't just take for granted that everyone that's listening to our show have the same, the same belief system. Not only that, we understand that when you're talking about mother, the subject of mother is universal. I don't care what your belief system is. You don't even have to believe, and you know. Or there's a mother instinct. There's something that draws you either as a mother or draws you to your mother. There's something there so everybody can relate to, you know, the base of what we believe a mother is. But so I'm going to talk from a biblical standpoint based on my belief system. And I found it very interesting that I found 12, and I'm sure there could potentially be more, but I found 12 verses in the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament that speaks of honoring your parents, honoring mother and father. Even in the New Testament that it mentions that if you did not honor your mother and father and curse your mother and father, you should be put to death. And so I found that very interesting because it did not say, honor your father and mother if they're good fathers and mothers. Honor your father and mother if they, you know, if they nurtured you. Honor your mother and father if they honored you. Respect your mother and father only if they respected you. See, it didn't say that. It was very clear, and it was honor your mother and father so that your days upon the earth will be long. It says this is the first commandment of promise. This is the first commandment of promise. So this command is not well, I think you should. It says it's a command. It's a command to honor your mother and father, and it doesn't talk about, and it doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't give you any characteristics of if. It said if they're your mother and father, they're supposed to get the honor, even if they're not honorable. Even if they are not respectful. I'm going to give you a perfect example of that, and I'm not going to be preachy, but Noah, if you know the story of Noah after the floods and after they got back on dry land, and Noah liked to drink. Noah was a drinker, you know. I don't know to what degree, but it speaks of him often getting drunk. He was getting drunk when he was building the ark, and he was getting drunk after he built the ark. The point I'm making with Noah is that Noah's son was cursed. He was cursed because his father got drunk, and instead of one of his sons honoring him and covering him, he went to go tell his other brothers, hey, look, daddy over here drunk, and he naked, come see. And the two older sons took a blanket. They didn't even look. They backed up with a blanket, backed up and dropped the blanket on their father in order to honor him. And by them honoring their father, God honored them. And by the younger son dishonoring his father, God dishonored him. So it goes to show that thing about honoring, and we're talking about our mothers right now. It says parents, it says mother and father. But we're talking about mothers right now. So that thing about honoring is very, it brings about a new meaning when you think about it from that standpoint. Then you'll start beginning. Even, you know, some of us may have went through some, I mean, this is not my story. Not my story, but some people went through some very abuse at the hands of their mother. They've been, you know, physically abused. And maybe they were sexually abused. Maybe their mother, you know, sold them out for drugs or sold them out for money or sold them out for a place to stay, whatever the circumstances were. Those are some very hurtful things. And so even when I speak, I'm sensitive enough to know that your pain, whoever's listening, your pain is real. It's real. It can't get any realer than that. And I'm not trying to downplay what you've been through, because I can hear somebody in the spirit right now saying, Coach D, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what she did to me. She ain't never been a mother. And I could feel the pain even if you're saying that, because who don't want their mother? Amen. Who doesn't want the love of their mother?
Amen. Amen.
So that's what we want to tap in, because this is not about your mother, and this is really not about, well, it's not about your mother as much as it is about you being able to heal and you being able to get to a place in life where maybe you guys may not be extremely close, but you could get to a point in life where you could say, you know what, I forgive her. I forgive her for not having a mother instinct. I forgive her for not nurturing me. I forgive her for not sustaining me. And you could begin to see your mother, because believe me, I guarantee you, if you had a mother that did not have a mother instinct, that did not, was not life-sustaining to you, that was not supportive, that was not nurturing, I guarantee you, she has a story to tell.
Amen.
And people cannot give you what they don't have. And so if she wasn't nurtured, if she wasn't supported, if she wasn't sustained, guess what? The chances are she may not be able to give you that, because she don't have it to give. Amen?
Amen. You know, and that respect and that honor is like a balm over a sore. When you take and put a salve or a balm over it, it starts to heal it. And again, it may not necessarily be healing your mom, but it'll definitely heal you, because when you can, you know, the Word of God tells us that love covers all. It keeps no account of wrongdoing, and it covers a multitude of sin. And so when you can go into a place where there's hurt and there's pain and there's anger, there's guilt, there's shame, and you can cover it or touch it with love, it begins to soothe. But not only does it begin to soothe, it begins to heal. And loving and honoring doesn't mean that you have to be in their face every day, like Coach D said, or have a relationship where you see and talk to them every day. But loving and honoring will definitely take you away from the pain. We have people who are listening tonight who may feel like, you know, the choices that my mom made were not only damaging to herself, but they were damaging to me or my siblings. And she explicitly made those choices. She chose those actions. She knew what she was doing, and this is what she decided. This is what she chose for all of our lives, knowing it would affect us this way, or not even that she did know, but she knew it could affect us and in a harmful way, and yet she still chose to do these things. And when we think that someone would choose to make that choice to be harmful or hurtful, that's some things that we sometimes can't get past, that they made the choice to do it. But I'm telling you, if you keep taking yourself back to a place where you're trying to work out her issues or her choices, and you're trying to negotiate, or you're trying to consider why she made her actions or took her actions, the only thing that you'll be doing is going straight back to that place of the hurt and the pain. And when you go back there, it's a funny thing. And when I say funny, I mean it's so it's hard to comprehend how you can think of something today and you feel like you felt in the moment of whatever that happened. And in life, that's called post-traumatic stress disorder, where you're carrying all this trauma that happened to you before, but it affects you today. Sometimes it affects you to the point where you're immobile. You can't even make good choices. You can't get out of bed. You can't have a good day because of how you felt yesterday, because of what you went through yesterday. And so, again, how do you get past that? How do you get past the hurt and the pain? As we stated at the beginning of the show, you're holding on to your past in your now. You're keeping it ever present. You're going to bed with it every night and waking up with it every morning. How do you get past something that you sleep with, that you wake up with, that you entertain throughout your day? There's no way to do that if you keep entertaining it, if you keep holding on to your past in your now. Because, again, it didn't happen to you today. Those hurts and those pains, they didn't happen to you today. They happened to you yesterday or before. But they're affecting how you show up on your job. They're affecting how you parent your children, or the way that you've decided not to have children, or how you are when you get into relationships. You have to decide today to take responsibility for your own quality of life. You have to decide today to stop feeding the past. And the way that we do it, the way that we feed the past, is we give it our time, we give it our attention, we get comfortable with it, we wrap it around us like a blanket because we're victims, or we've been through this and it's our shield, or it's we feel like it defines who we are. It's a part of who we are. And today you have to decide that you want to start redefining your now. You have to redefine your now. You have to let go of those memories, because you have an emotional attachment to those memories, and that emotional attachment is not serving you. It is not serving you. And when we have something that serves us, it's supposed to elevate us, to get us give us a better quality of life. And so you have a car and it serves you. It serves its purpose. So it's supposed to get you from one destination to the next destination. But when you take care of your car and it gets you to your destination, not, you know, if you have a better quality of car, it gets you there in a more comfortable way. But again, it has a purpose and it's serving you. Those memories that you're attached to, that you have that emotional attached to, it's not serving you. So you have to start letting it go. You have to change your relationship with your thoughts so that you can begin to take your power back. Well, she hurt me, And when you say, oh, she hurt me, there's this anger, there's this indignation. There's so much that gets wrapped up in your thoughts, in your mind, in your spirit, in your body. It, like, it physically touches you when you think about, oh, well, she hurt me. Your whole tone could change. Your facial feature, a facial expression can change. When you start thinking and you start talking about your story or sharing your story. So you have to change your relationship with your thoughts, because how can those thoughts now take over your not only your conversation, but it's taking over your body. You don't have to forget what happened. Some people are able to forget, and sometimes it's impossible to forget. But you don't have to forget what happened. You have to change your relationship with your thoughts. You don't have to ignore your feelings, because when we ignore what happened and we ignore our feelings and we try and just cover it up, a lot of times we'll walk into addictions. So some of us may be addicted to shopping, spending money. And we go overboard. And when we go overboard and spending money, we start getting this anxious feeling like, oh, I spent too much money. And it's now affecting other areas of my life. Or you may be addicted to smoking. You may be addicted to sex. You may be addicted to drinking. But addictions come out of ignoring, because when we ignore things or we try to ignore things, the addictions give us the ability to step away from it for a few moments. You know, when you're having a drink or two and you get all happy and you get all giddy and you're not worried about, or your mind is not concentrating or focusing on what happened to you. But as soon as that drink is over, as soon as that feeling of drunk is being over, guess what? You're right back to where you started. And so you need another drink, or you need another cigarette, or you need another hit, whatever it is, to take you past, to help you continue to ignore what happened. So again, we're changing our relationship with our thoughts. We're not holding out for apologies or acknowledgement. There's some of us who say, she owes me an apology. Well, she needs to tell the truth about what happens, or she needs to recognize what happened. She needs to go ahead and say what happened. Every time I try and bring it up, she tries to change the subject. Stop holding out for apologies or acknowledgement, because you're giving power to that situation still. Holding out will only postpone or handicap your ability to heal. It's going to handicap your ability to heal, because you've taken the power and you've given it to the apology that may or may not ever come, or the acknowledgement that may not ever come. You're still waiting for it. You're not moving. You're not being happy, or you're not having this relationship with your mom or your aunt or your grandmother, whoever it is, whoever that was mothering you. You're not enjoying this relationship or even having this relationship because you're waiting for that apology, or you're waiting for that acknowledgement. That's like when you have a wound and your doctor tells you it needs air to so that it can begin healing, and you keep it covered up. I'm not going to give it air. Give it air. Let it begin to heal. And you don't have to, you know, they say time heals all wounds. You don't know the time that it will take for you, for your healing process. Everybody doesn't heal the same. So you don't have to have the same expectation as others. And one of the things I really want to encourage those of you who are listening is, if it's something that's, you know, really detrimental to your health, seek help. Get outside help to help you begin the healing process, because sometimes we don't know how to self-heal. So seek help. And that help can be from a doctor. It can be from a therapist. It can be from your pastor. It can be from your brothers and sisters in your church or your brothers and sisters in your family. But seek help. And don't entertain your emotions of pain. Some of us, we always go back to, you know what? I remember you remember that time when she pulled out that extension cord and she was whipping us with that extension cord? Oh, yeah. Get to drinking, get to talk about it, or just sitting there talking about it. Stop entertaining and wallowing and festering in those emotions of pain, because you can't redo your past. But you can definitely change, and you can't change what happened, but you can definitely change how it impacts your life, how your past impacts your life. You can change it today. You can change it right now. You can begin to change how your past relationship with that mother is impacting you today. Instead of going back to, you know what, she should have been there for me. She should have took better care of us. The should have, the could have, the would have. Don't revisit those things. What can happen today? Deal with today. Deal with right now. Deal with, how do we get to a better place? How do we get to a place where I'm not held prisoner or chained to this past? You have to focus. You know, one of the things, another thing I want to share with us is whatever you give your attention to will manifest on the outside of you. So whatever you give your attention to, whatever you're focusing on, that becomes your reality. So if you're focusing on the fact that you were a victim, you become a victim in so many different situations. You're a victim on your job. You're a victim in your relationship. Or maybe you're not the victim. Maybe because you were focused on the fact that you were a victim, now you're a bully. And you're bullying everybody because this is something that you can control. I can control how I'm affecting everybody else, and I'm not going to let them affect me this way. But whatever you focus on, that's going to grow. So get a new perspective about what occurred in your past. How do you get a new perspective? How do I get a new outlook or a new way of looking at what happened to me? Because what happened to me, and it hurt. And how do you just sit there and tell me to get a new perspective? That sounds good. You have to create new words. You have to create a new outcome for yourself. So that 5-year-old girl who was abused by her mom or left by her mom, create a new outcome for her. Yeah, her mom left. Yeah, it hurt. But look at the woman that she's grown into today. She's experienced so many challenges in life and fought through and got through. Wow, look at her. Or look at him, look at who he is today. That young man that mom kept beating because he looked like daddy who left or who beat her. Look at who he is today. Create a new outcome. Create new words. Your happiness is your own responsibility and nobody else's responsibility. Don't leave yourself waiting for somebody else's actions or words from somebody else to give you permission to move on. Take that restriction off of your life. Amen?
Amen. 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 Look, I'm listening. good message. What I would like to do as we're speaking, for those who are listening in, if you're in the studio audience listening in to tonight's show and you have a question or a comment, please feel free to dial one on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment. We have a caller, area code 682, last four is 0717. I'm not sure if you accidentally pushed one. It's showing that you have a question or a comment. And so I'm gonna bring you live. If indeed this was an accident, if you dial one again right now, it'll take you out the queue. Again, you can dial one and it'll take you out the queue. If it was not an accident, then the line is open for you to speak. So I believe it was an accident. Okay. So anyway, if you're tuning in, if you're just tuning in on tonight, you've missed a lot. You may want to listen to listen in later to the tape that's being recorded. We're not going to go back over, but we definitely have been speaking about when the maternal instinct is the missing link. We're talking about, when mothers haven't done or we feel like they haven't done what they were supposed to as mothers, whether that was a mother that was not in your life or maybe it was a mother that was in your life but she was dealing with some, emotional or mental distress. Whatever that thing may be, and Minister LaDon just really spoke greatly on how do we move on, how do we forgive the pains of the past, how do we stop living in the past, in our now, and that's with so many things in life, not just, if we have mommy issues, but a lot of things in our lives, we hold on to the past and the now, and we can't move forward. You often hear people say, well, I'm not your last relationship, so don't blame me for what the last person did. Again, another situation where holding on to the past in your now could affect your now. It could destroy your now. And so Minister LaDon gave some good pointers on how to move forward, how not to continue to be a victim. And sometimes, I once heard somebody say, how do you know when you're growing? How do you know when you're growing? And one of the ways of knowing how you're growing is when you're able to minister to the people who have hurt you. The very people who have hurt you, who have backstabbed you, have backbiting and all this other stuff, whether it's a parent, a sibling, a family member, a friend, it doesn't matter. But when you're able to minister back to the people who have hurt you, when it no longer is a case for you of hurt for hurt, eye for eye, but when you're able to turn the other cheek and you could begin to, there used to be a song back in the day. Now, some of you guys may not be old enough to remember this song, but I can't remember who it was by, but they would say that God spoke, and I don't know, I'm trying to remember the words verbatim, but it says he overlooked my faults and saw my needs. And I know I'm not saying it in the tune of it, but it was a song, and it's basically talking about how God overlooked my faults, with all these faults I have, but he loved me so much that he was able to overlook my faults and see my needs. And when we get to a point when we're able to overlook people's faults and still be able to see their needs, they may need to be loved. They may need to be nurtured. They may need to be ministered to. And when we get to a point where we could do that, that's where we know that we got great growth, and we know that we are vertically aligned. Is when we could do that.
Yeah.
And so we got to get to a point as people. You can't help other people heal if you're not healed. And you got to go through the growing process of your own healing so that you could get to a point where you could overlook people's faults and see their needs. Amen.
Amen. You know, one of the things I would add to, because you said, how do we know when we're moving in that healing process? Sometimes we deal with people who have hurt us, and there's so many different emotions or so many different places that we go internally, and sometimes we don't even recognize that we go there. So we have to start making sure that we're analyzing ourselves internally when we come into another person's presence. You may be dealing with somebody who cheated on you. Just say somebody cheated on you. But if they can't even say hi to you without you getting asked to, you're not healed from it yet. You are not healed from it yet. You hear me laughing because it's something that we don't pay attention to. You know, they have the nerve to say, she got the nerve to really say hi to me? Trick? She got to be a trick now. She got to be a slutter. Mm. He has to be a hoe now. He has to be a dog now. You get what I mean? When those things have to come out of your conversation, because it's not natural conversation, you have to take yourself there. Because if that's not how you talk all day, every day, you have to take yourself there, or you have to allow yourself to go there. So recognize your thoughts and your feelings when you either come into their presence, or you're talking with them, or you're dealing with them. Maybe it is that you're having a conversation about them. Where do you go internally? You have to recognize if you go somewhere internally. And when you're open to recognizing yourself internally, then you have to be willing to go to those bruised and tender places. Ooh, because sometimes it hurts. Especially if somebody hurt you. It could be a mom. It could be a dad. It could be a cousin. Anybody. But if somebody hurt you and you're back in their presence and you can't allow yourself to just freely flow and be yourself, that's because you're bruised and you're tender there. And you have to start putting a balm and healing your spirit. Because every time you relive or you revisit that pain, you open the door to the past, and it gives access. It's a door that gives access to your mind, to your heart, to your body and your spirit. And so you keep opening and closing the door. You remember when you were little and your parents would tell you, stop going in and out of that door. Keep that door closed. If you keep running in and out of that door, I'm going to close the door on you. I'm going to lock it. That's what we do. We go in and out that door. We let the past go in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And it has access. And when it has access, it begins to have control. It can start... it can start being our motivating factor for what we do, for the actions that we take. But if you have, you know, a pattern that you go into when you're dealing with people that hurt you, especially, we're talking about mothers right now, but especially your mothers. If you have a pattern that you go into, that will help you to know that you are not healed yet from something that has happened. And if you don't even know what it is, go get therapy. There's nothing wrong with getting therapy. There is nothing wrong with getting therapy. And you don't have to go to necessarily an outside doctor, because our priests and our pastors, if you have a good pastor, and I praise God that I do, they are the best therapists. And guess what? They give you therapy for free. They give you therapy for free, and they study, and they make sure that the information that they're giving you is correct and it's useful and it's helpful to you. If you don't have a good pastor, then that's not where I'm sending you. That's not where I'm telling you to go. But I'm saying if you do have a good pastor or you have a good doctor, go get yourself some help. Get yourself some help, and don't get stuck about, you know, how you believe that you how you have to heal. Don't get stuck in your own story. Don't feel like you justified for being the way that you are because you were so wrong or something so wrong happened to you. So I can, it's okay for me to be this way, or it's okay for me to feel this way, or it's okay for me to treat her that way. She doesn't even acknowledge it. She don't even care. She thinks everything she did was all right. Like Coach D said, you don't know her story. You don't know what she went through. Maybe the same thing that happened to you happened to her 10 times over. And just how you feel justified, she may be feel justified. You never know. So don't question her story. Your story is the one that you have to live. You don't have to live anybody else's story, and you cannot live anybody else's story but your own. So stop trying to figure out everybody else's story and figure your own story out. But don't get stuck in that feeling of being justified. Don't feel like it's everybody else's responsibility to make it better. Well, because she let this happen, she need to make it better. You know, when I was younger, my dad had this great job, and he didn't have it. And it was way back when they weren't even paying this type of money. And, you know, I used to think, wow, he let that job go. If he wouldn't let that job go, we would be in such a different position or such a different place. He let his business go. If he wouldn't let his business go. And so whatever was happening to me, I was given responsibility or saying, you know, this was happening because it was his responsibility to make stuff better because he's my dad. No, don't stop giving everybody else the responsibility to make things better for you. Because when you give them responsibility, you give them control, take it back. It's your responsibility to make your situation better for you. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility. And you might be fighting with me on this, but you don't know what happened to me. And I was 2 years old. I was 5 years old. I was 17 years old. How old are you today? You are responsible. You're even responsible to that 2-year-old, that 5-year-old, that 7-year-old, that 12-year-old that you were. You are responsible today to make it better for that 12-year-old yesterday. You're responsible to give that 12-year-old a better life today, a better outcome today. And don't think, oh, if I let go of what happened, I'm saying that it's okay for whatever they did. You're not saying it's okay for what happened to you. You're saying it's okay for you to be happy now, for you to have a good quality of life now, for you to have joy now, for you not to be controlled by what happened before. That's what you're saying okay to. And nothing in life is so traumatic that it's impossible to heal. Nothing. Not when we have the blood of Jesus. And I know everybody is not a believer. I know that they're not, but I thank God that I do have the blood of Jesus because it heals all things. And again, the word of God says love heals all things. And we just have to know how to apply that love. And sometimes we're so refusing. We're so steadfast in refusing to apply love because, again, we have this frame of mind of, hey, I'm justified, or you hurt me yesterday. You shame on me. You fooled me once, but shame on me if you fool me again, whatever that saying is, you know? So it stops you from being a loving person today. Why are you letting things and situations steal your quality of life? And when I say quality of life, you don't have to be rich to have a good quality of life. You can have a modest, simple home, but the way that you keep it, the way that you live in it, the way that you're able to enjoy it and enjoy the moment and enjoy the people around you. The other day I was cooking with my daughter, and we like to turn the music on, and we like to dance and sing around the kitchen, and you have to be present in the moment to be able to take enjoyment in that. And we're dancing and we're singing around the kitchen and we're cooking dinner for the whole house. That's quality of life. Some people may think quality of life is going out and, you know, spending $100 on a meal, $200 on a meal. A quality of life is when you can enjoy the moment in your life from moment to moment to moment to moment. But you have to be in control of those moments, not your past, not what happened to you. You have to redefine your now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What a great word, positive word. We're going to be continuing this journey throughout the month of May. Of course, next week we'll get into another subject matter, but we are intending to honor and uplift mothers for the month of May. Mothers mean so much, and it means so many different things to so many different people, and we just want to make sure that our mothers, whether it's biological or not biological, if you've been a blessing, if you've been, if you've helped others sustain, other children sustain, supported, assisted, you know, teachers in essence become mothers. So we want to just honor that mother instinct that's in people, and we want to just, you know, I know my mother, I want to honor her, and I honor her every day of it. I honor her all the time, not just on Mother's Day, because she's important, and I've been blessed to have two moms, you know. I have two mothers, and I have a mama, and I have a mom, and they both have been a blessing in my life, and so I'm just glad we're going to be having these shows this month. And please, if you have any ideas, show ideas, whether in the month of May, we pretty much have them all lined up, but if you come up with a subject, always, you could email us. You could email us, or you could just shoot us a text message or a direct message, and just let us know. We will take a look at it, and as a team, we'll make a decision, and if it's something that we decide on as a team, then your show idea could become a show. So we always are taking suggestions. Amen?
Amen, amen, and amen. And we, of course, thank you guys for continuing this journey with us, for tuning in each and every Wednesday. And we hope that you'll continue this series on celebrating mothers with us for the month of May. And let us know your questions, let us know your comments. We hope that you guys will become active in this discussion. And again, tune in tomorrow night, because of course Coach D will be really going into her show, Processing the Pain. And so for those of you who are listening tonight, and we just tipped the iceberg, we just touched the tip of the iceberg talking about processing pain. That's what Coach D teaches on every single Thursday. So we might have opened up some old wounds that need some healing. Tune in tomorrow and come continue your healing process. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, I appreciate you, Minister LaDon. Thank you for that word on tonight. I'm sure a lot of people are giving thought to what's been said. I hope those listening in are giving thought to what's been said. If you have a great relationship with your mother and you're honoring her and loving her, then great. That's awesome. For those whose mothers have gone on to glory, we want to say that we are with you this Mother's Day, lifting you up as you remember the woman that you call mother. So we want to definitely just lift you all up, because we know that could be a difficult time. This time of the year could be very difficult for those who have lost their mothers. And for those of you who are struggling in your relationship with your mother, it is our desire and hope that you tune in each Wednesday so that perhaps there's the healing that could begin. Amen. So, again, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to this nice episode of Woman to Woman. And we look forward to being with you next Wednesday as we pump this thing up about mothers and know that you are loved and appreciated. Good night.
Good night. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Mm. Here we go.
Diamonds to woman, songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Sing it again. Woman to woman,
woman,
songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman.
Yeah. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Songs of love and songs of joy.